Timmins, Council's given the stamp of approval to the 2025 budget. Tuesday, a 3.43% tax levy increase was approved. It's a slight drop from the 3.79% initially pitched in November. The document does not include what the proposed levy increase would see the average homeowner paying in taxes. The increase does not include budgets from agencies, boards and commissions, ABCs, that also impact the tax levy. There are a few changes to the budget. Preparation work on Falcon Street for the Ontario Northland Railway Station is deferred until 2027 after the new station is built. This is a savings of $550,000 this year. The low-income rebates for taxes and utilities have each increased $50, which adds about $15,000 to the budget. The 5.49% water and wastewater hikes are separate from the budget and have already been approved. In addition to the annual increase, a 1% levy was added for the city to raise money for capital projects. Related. New fee added to 2025 Timmins water, sewer rates. The city's net operating budget for 2025 is $38.7 million. The capital budget is over $12 million. Notable capital projects in the 2025 budget are: the redevelopment of the Golden Manor continues to have a significant impact. There's a $2.6 million transfer to reserve for the projected, and the projected construction costs for 2025 are $46.4 million, which is offset with funding. $13.3 million for connecting link work. It includes $11.6 million for Highway 101 from Crawford to the Porcupine Bridge, $452,000 for the Crawford Creek Culvert, $165,000 to design future phases, and $595,000 for the contract administration contract. The cost is partially offset by funding. $1.2 million to retrofit Del Villano Park. That includes $952,000 for pickleball and tennis courts and lights. A funding application is being submitted, and $300,000 to install a cricket field. $2.5 million for grind and pave, which is offset with gas tax funding. $1.1 million for the second phase of the Matagami Boat Launch Project, which includes pavers, furniture and fixtures, barbecues, parking lot expansion, lighting upgrades and a graffiti wall. The city is applying for funding to cover 50% of the cost. $1 million for the reconstruction of Moose Creek. $880,000 to upgrade the traffic light at Airport Road and Westmount, which is partially offset with cash from the traffic light reserve. $750,000 for the Archie Dillon Sportsplex pool upgrades, which includes $275,000 to paint the walls and ceiling, $225,000 for an access ladder and to replace the entrance doors, and $250,000 for the grouting of the three pools. $500,000 for the design of a new fire hall. For transit, the capital expenses include $2.3 million for three conventional buses, with the cost being offset by funding. There's also $2.5 million to build a bus wash facility, and $1.5 million for a cold storage building construction, which are both offset with funding.